The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Isra of Chazara, of putting food back onto the fire on Shabbos. I thought we were finished last time, but some of the Talmidim approached me at the end of the last year, and they asked me about the warming drawers. So I looked into the Shaila, and it's actually a fascinating Shaila. I want to share with you some of the ideas that came together. We'll talk about Lamaisa, whether one can return food in a warming drawer into a warming drawer on Shabbos. So we pointed out that Chazara, returning food to a fire on Shabbos, is more chomer, it's more stringent than leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos, than Shehiyah. Shehiyah is more lenient. The problem of Shehiyah, Shemiyachata, Begacholim, that we're afraid you might stoke the coals, you might raise the flame. By Chazara, we're not even sure what the Isser is. It could be a different type of Isser. Either it's Shemiyachata also, but Chazara is more chomer because since the food has already cooled down at least a little bit, so we're afraid that you might be machata more, that you might raise the flame. We're more concerned that you'll raise the flame in order to warm up the food. Or perhaps the reason why we're more machar by chazara is because it's a different isser. It's mechzik imavash. It looks like you're cooking because you're taking a pot and putting it on the fire. It happens to be that the food in the pot has been cooked already, but it looks like bishul. So because it looks like bishul, chazal were more machar by chazara. So in order to be Mata Chazara, you need the 5 to 9 that we discussed. But specifically, you need Garaf HaKatam, right? You have to cover the fire, certainly. And by Chazara, there are 2 extra conditions, and that is Odin B'yodo and Daito L'Hafzi. Right? You have to have intention to return it, you have to have the Patzel has to be in your hand. There are certain extra Tanayim that we have by Chazara. But there's no question that you can't be Mata Chazara unless it's Garaf HaKatam, unless the fire is covered. We can't put anything onto the fire on Shabbos unless the fire is covered. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish and Gimel Siv Beis points out that even if all of the Tanoim of Chazara are fulfilled, there's one more Chumrah in Chazara over Shehiyah. And that is Chazara L'toch HaTana. Chazara into a heat source is Aser anyway. The only kula by Chazara, even if you satisfy all of the conditions, is to put the food back on top of the fire, on top of the kiyar, on top of the stove. But not inside the stove, not inside the oven, inside the tanur. Chazara l'tocha tanur is awesome, the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? So says the Mishnah Bura, because when machmer the Chazara might be aser because it's mechzik imavasha, and they would do most of their cooking inside the tanur. So therefore, it's more mechzikim avashel. It's more mechzikim avashel if you're going to return to inside of the tanner. So even if it's garaf akatam, even if you cover the flame, let's say you put aluminum foil over the flame, or you grab some kind of an insert or something inside the tanner, it doesn't matter. The Shulchan Aruch would say chazara l'tocha tanner is going to be awesome. Reb Shimon Eider in his Hilchos Shabbos quotes Rav Aaron Kotler, who wanted to suggest that maybe bizman hazeh there's no reason to be machmir. Tocha tanur. Why? Because we cook just as frequently on top of the stove as we do inside the oven. So it's not like one circumstance is more common than the other. So why be machmir and tocha tanur more than al gabi akira? They're both normal ways to cook, just as normal ways to cook. So there's no reason to be machmir more. Rav Moshe was not convinced. He felt that maybe bizman hazeh there still is a chumrah of tocha tanur, that you shouldn't do chazara l'tocha tanur. Even if it's garaf akatam, Rav Moshe says, because tocha tanur is always more chomer. The Gemara says chazara l'tocha tanur, we're more concerned because it's mechzikim avashel more. It really looks like bishul. So there's more of a reason to be concerned. This is a very important shayla l'maisa. Let's say a person takes out cholent from inside of the oven. Let's say he has it in a pan, not in a pot. He has a cholent in a pan. He's making cholent for a lot of people. He doesn't have a pot that's so big, so he makes it in a pan. And he wants to have Friday night cholent. So he takes the cholent out of the oven, dish out. Someone is going to be holding that pan of cholent, and another person is going to dish out from the cholent. It's olden biyado, it's daito l'hachzer. So can you put it back into the oven? What's the answer? Rav Moshe would say no. Rav Aaron Kotler would say it's mutter. As long as it's garaf akatam and everything is satisfied, right? Because this is chazara l'toch hatanah. Chazara l'toch hatanah might be more chamer. It could be if you're having Friday night cholent, then you should only return it to on top of the fire, not inside the tanner, because inside the tanner might be more chomer and therefore Chazara L'Tach HaTanya is going to be a problem. Rabbi Willig once commented that maybe based on this, if you have cholent in a crock pot, you shouldn't take it out of the crock pot for Friday night cholent. Because then maybe you can't put it back into the crock pot. Maybe putting it into the crock pot is like Toch HaTanya. The minig is to be makel. The minig is to assume that that's not called Toch HaTanya because it's uncovered on the top. But it just shows you how far this chumra might go, that maybe putting the cholent back into the crock pot might be considered Toch HaTanya or Toch HaTira, whatever, inside the heat source, and therefore it should be awesome to do so on Shabbos. So what's the din of a warming jar? What's the halacha of chazara into a warming jar? What is a warming jar? A warming jar is like a mini oven. So normally it's on the bottom. You have ovens on top, wall ovens, and then you have a warming jar on the bottom of the oven. It's like a mini oven. It's used only to keep food warm. The companies tell you not to cook in the warming jar because it's not really hot enough. Not hot enough to cook. If you put the food into a regular oven, so the concern is that it might get too dried out. So the warming jar is made, you know, it has, somehow it regulates the temperature better for warming and really doesn't go that high. So it's only going to be able to warm the food. So the question is, are you allowed to return food to the warming jar on Shabbos? Rabbi Willig wanted to say that because it's Ein Derech Levashel Bo Klal, obviously you have to determine with every warming jar. You know, if the warming jar really, you can't be mevashel in it, it doesn't get that hot. No one is mevashel in such an apparatus. So then the problem of chazara l'toch hatanur will not apply. Chazara l'toch hatanur is not going to be an issue, because if the whole problem is due to mechzikim mevashel, that it looks more like mechzikim mevashel, if you're doing it, returning it to inside the heat source, so here it can't be mechzikim mevashel, because it's ein derech levashel bo klal, so there could be no problem with chazara l'toch hatanur. So what do you have to do? You have to do anything? You still have to do a lot. Even if you'll assume Rabbi Willig is correct, that there's no problem with chazara l'toch hatanur, according to anyone in this case, because it's ein derech levashel bo klal, but the reality is that you can't be mata chazara unless it's garaf hakatam. It's got to be garaf hakatam for sure. So how do you do garaf hakatam? Rabbi Willig wanted to suggest that you have two options. He says, if you take a piece of aluminum foil, but you could cover the fire inside the heat source, you could cover that inside the warming jar, but the problem is just covering the heat source inside is not enough, because you need a hecker. You need some kind of a hecker that you'll be able to see outside, that you're not supposed to change the dial. I mean, obviously I'm assuming that this is a warming drawer that's an adjustable warming drawer. If it's not adjustable, so then this wouldn't be a problem. But if it's adjustable, you can raise the temperature, so then you need some kind of a hecker that will prevent you from raising the temperature. It might be instructive to also cover the dial, the knobs, or the keypad, or whatever, but if we assume that you have to cover the makom ha'esh, if you have to cover the place of the fire, then you need something covering the fire too. So you can put a piece of aluminum foil there. But if that piece of aluminum foil is not coming out, if like a little bit of the aluminum foil is not coming out of the warming drawer, then what kind of a hecker is that? How is that reminding you not to be mechata b'gacholim? How is that reminding you that this is somehow different and it's not a circumstance that's going to lead you to raise the fire? So if you can do that, if you can have like a lip of tin foil coming out of the warming drawer, that's the best. Right? That's the best. Even though it's not actually coming out where the keypad is, but it's enough of a hecker in the area of the keypad that would be enough to say that it's garf hakatam, and that mechzikim mevashel is not a problem because it's ein derech levashel bo klal. But some people feel like, you know, a piece of aluminum foil coming out of my oven, you know, they just don't feel comfortable doing that. So what can you do if you don't want to have the piece of aluminum foil coming out? But they really wanted to suggest that there's something in the Gemara called toch betit, that if you plaster the oven, plaster the kira, closed, you can't open it. You're only going to open it when you take the pot out, and you really can't fiddle with it. It's plastered. It's off limits. So if it's plastered, then there's no problem. That's considered garaf hakatam. It's better than garaf hakatam. Garaf hakatam is just a hacker. It's a reminder to you not to be mechatar gafal, not to raise the flame. But if it's tach betit, if it's plastered, then it's as if there is no fire here. It's not here, it's not open to view, you can't get to it. So that's even better. So even though you do need garf akatim in to permit chazara, but here you can't do garf akatim because you can't cover the flame, because covering the flame is not going to help unless you have a heker outside. But if you have tach betit, then that's even better. What is tach betit over here? So he says putting masking tape, two pieces, not one, two pieces of masking tape on the dial, on the keypad. That's a strong control that you can't be mechate. Not just that there's a reminder not to be mechate, but you can't be mechate b'gacham. You can't raise the flame unless you rip off both pieces. It's like it's plastered. So then, that's going to be mutter, he says. But the willig wants to be mekil to use the warming drawer for chazar because it's ain't there levashable klal, and you're going to have some kind of gara for katam with the piece of aluminum foil, or it'll be tach betit. You'll have the two pieces of tape on top of the keypad, on top of the dial, and then we're not afraid that you'll be mechat v'gecholim, because there is no esh over here. It's not just a reminder, but there is no esh here b'chlal. So he was matir warming dress. Rabbi Heinemann from Mustar K was more machmir, but not because of a chazara issue. Even if you can solve the chazara issue, the Star K paskins that one should not use warming drawers on Shabbos because there's a chashash havara when you open up the warming drawer. Meaning, when you open up the door to the warming drawer, what's going to happen? The thermostat senses that there's cold air coming into the warming drawer, and it's going to turn on the warming drawer. Our thermostats are very sensitive. Our thermostats in the ovens are very sensitive. So the concern is that you're causing havara, it's a gram havara, you're causing the fire in the oven to go on as a result of your opening the door. This is not a chazara issue. Chazara is that we're afraid that you might come to turn the dial. Here, you're not turning anything. The problem is by opening the warming drawer itself, the thermostat, the sensitive thermostat, is going to cause the oven to go on because it doesn't want the oven to get cold. It's for this reason that the Star K Paskin, the behind him in Paskin, that let's say a person wants to leave food in the oven from before Shabbos. It's completely cooked. It's completely cooked, but the oven remains on. Right? The oven is remaining on. And he's going to leave the food in. He'll take out the food for his meal. And then let's say the oven has a Shabbos mode. Shabbos mode will turn off the oven in 10 hours or whatever. So he's able to use the oven for the nighttime, and then it'll turn off by itself. Is that permissible? Rabbi Heinemann thought not, for the same reason. That if you're going to open and close the oven multiple times, so when you close the oven, you want the oven to go on, to keep the food warm, to keep whatever food you're leaving in the oven warm, and that's going to be a problem. The only way to be matir, he says, is if you take out everything from the oven the first time that you open it. So like if you leave four pots in, you have your chicken, and you have your schnitzel, and you have, rice, and all the different pots that you have there in the oven. So the first time that you want to serve something, let's say you're leaving it all in for the main. You have your soup on the fire or something, and the food for the main is going to be served later. So you don't have to take it out for the first half an hour of the meal, first 45 minutes of the meal. Then when you come to the main, you can take it out, but take out everything at the same time. Because once you take out everything at the same time, even though it's a psikration, right? We know it's going to happen. Inevitably, the oven is going to turn on, but that's a psikration of the lo nichale. We don't care about that anymore. Because even if the oven goes on, it's not going to heat any food because you took out all the food. So in such a case, Rabbi Heinemann is willing to admit that that's okay. That's a psikration of lo nichale. It's a davar she'eino miskaven. You don't want this to happen. You just want to take out the food. You're not thinking about turning on the oven, but the oven will be turned on, so it's a psikration. It's definitely going to happen. But this is a psikration, d'lo nichale. You don't care that it happens. So if it's a psikration, d'lo nichale, through a grama, then that's permissible, he assumes. Because psikration, d'lo nichale, in general, is only like a derabanan. So if it's ayidei grama, then it's permissible. But to put something into the warming drawer, of course, you want the oven, you want the warming drawer to stay warm. That's the whole point. Right? If it gets cold, so then it's not going to do the warming. So that's a psikration de nichale. So that would be a serious issue, he claimed. What's more, there are some warming drawers that the moment that you open the drawer, it automatically goes on. There are some warming drawers where the moment that you open the drawer, the fan automatically goes on. So if something automatically goes on, that's certainly going to be a problem. Rabbi Heinemann is talking about a situation where it's not going to automatically go on. It's governed, it's controlled by a thermostat, but the thermostat is so sensitive that within a few seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, it's going to go on. So that's a grama. Psikreshe, the nichale ali de grama, he felt, should be a problem. Rabbi Willig responded that he didn't think that it should be a problem at all. He says, what's the difference between this and opening your front door? In the wintertime, most of us have heat in the homes, right? I hope all of us. And you open up your front door, even though as a result of opening the front door, you put cold air into the house and the heat's going to come on more quickly. Don't you open up a refrigerator to take things out of the refrigerator? And most people are make ill not to wait until the motor goes on. Even if the motor is not on, we still open up a fridge. So what's the difference? It's also a grumma. It's a psikresha v'nichale through a grumma, and yet the olam is meko. The minig is to be meko for that. So he thought, Rabbi Willig thought, that the woman drawer is no different than that. It's exactly the same. Well, what's the difference? If you can open up your door and you're not afraid of the grumma, if you can open up your refrigerator and you're not afraid of the grumma there either, so then we shouldn't be afraid of the grumma by the woman drawer. So others respond that it's different. It's different because the woman drawer is a very small area, so the thermostat is going to operate, is going to cause the woman drawer to go on much more quickly, whereas the reason why we're making it by the refrigerator or by the front door is because we don't even look at that as a grumma. That's so indirect. It's not even viewed as a grumma. Certainly the front door. Front door. I mean, you can open up your front door and leave it open for 5 minutes and the heat's not going to go on. I mean, if your thermostat is right there in front of the front door, maybe it'll go on, but if the thermostat, I don't know, is in the dining room or something, opening up the front door is not automatically, within a moment or two, going to turn on the heat. Refrigerator also. You can open up your refrigerator, you keep it open for a minute. It doesn't automatically go on. So many say that it's not comparable. There, it's not even a grumma. It's so far removed that we don't even look at it as a grumma, as opposed to the warming drawer where we do look at it as a grumma. So these are different studim. There are different approaches. There's no question Rabbi Willig's approach is something that one can rely on to be mekel. But not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. There are some who claim that it might be a problem. Not so much a chazara problem. A chazara problem we can satisfy. Rabbi Willig himself says that you have to satisfy the chazara problem. You have to make sure that it's either gara fakatam, you have the aluminum foil, or it's tough patit. You got to do something, right? But even so, there are others who claim that maybe even if you've solved the chazara problem, right, you might you're jumping from the warming drawer into the fire, right? You're going to cause the thermostat to make the warming drawer turn on, and that might be an issue. So a person should ask their rav, they should ask their posek before they use their warming drawer on Shabbos. If you want to follow Rabbi Willig, I think Rabbi Willig is certainly one that you can follow. But one should ask their posting before proceeding.